All right, Charlie. Neighborhood of make-believe.
The devil's advocates may not agree on much, but funny is funny.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition. Dominic joining me very soon on tomorrow's big show, a crew of legal eagles. We've got some great guests coming tomorrow. James Santel in studio, and also Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel Maggie Dawn. She's coming down. It's going to be a party in Waukesha. We're all going down. We're meeting at the Shaw, the studios. We'll join you down there,
wow.
Fancy Brian. Oh, Dom's joining too.
Oh, my. I'm going to have to clean up a bit.
Going to be a party in the Shaw, baby.
Going to have to put all the costumes away.
So in the 4 o'clock hour, James Santel tomorrow, in the happy hour, the happiest of legal guests, Maggie Dawn. So anyways, big show tomorrow. This show ain't done yet. Dom's joining soon. We're going to take some phone calls in the rest of this hour at 844-967-2789. But let me continue a thought for just a moment. We continue to pound on Gableman and the big lie in the state of Wisconsin. And we bring you news of new federal lawsuits filed against U.S. Senator Ron Johnson and Congressman Scott Fitzgerald that let the false Trump electors into the Wisconsin state capitol. And also Tom Tiffany. He was one of the objecting congressmen to the outcome. And perhaps they were all conspiring to overturn the outcome of the U.S. election. Okay, you can say, well, that's old news and we want to move on. Yes, I would certainly like to move on. But Gableman just dropped his report here in the state of Wisconsin. In Michigan, they did an audit, and they said nothing to see here, well-run election. Hell, even the cyber ninjas in Maricopa County in Arizona, they came back and said, you know, more votes for Joe Biden than originally were tallied. And then we get to Wisconsin. Our turn in the barrel, and Gableman says, without any proof to offer, now no receipts, not for his gas mileage, not for election fraud, no receipts, says we should overturn this old election. We should withdraw our electoral college votes. You know, maybe start the dominoes. We only need like 6 more states after Wisconsin. And hell, Joe Biden's no longer the president, right? Well, this constitutional impossibility being put forth by a former Wisconsin Supreme Court justice, a lawyer by trade, a guy who readily admits he knows little or nothing about elections. Well, he is breeding this sort of press release and the citizen actions that are now happening in the state of Wisconsin. I want to read a little bit more from some of the fine citizens. Citizen coalition to target seats of Republican legislators refusing to decertify the 2020 election results. From the body of the statement, each Republican legislative office will receive an electronic copy of the open letter. I was reading from the open letter before, which is also being widely distributed via social media. The letter can be viewed, and they've got a hyperlink. WCDEI, I love when it's a long acronym, has given legislators until the end of the day on March 17th, you know, St. Paddy's Day, to make their intentions regarding decertification plain to the people of Wisconsin via either press conference or press release. Any state legislator failing to meet this deadline will be considered in violation of his or her sworn oath and will be prioritized for removal from office. The coalition's large and growing network of citizens will subsequently work to achieve those removals. So the fringe is coming after the straights in the Republican Party. And I use the term straights very loosely in this case.
That's a great idea. Okay, how do we do that?
Here are a few quotes from this statement. Honest elections are foundational to an open and voluntary society. Charter WCDEI member and Sheboygan County resident James Tussurio asserted this morning. Evidence of the profound election voter fraud that riddled Wisconsin's November 2020 election has only continued to mount over the past 16 months. If our legislators refuse to see and act on the truth, citizens have a duty to remove and replace them with individuals whose vision, principles, and commitment to a free society are fully intact.
Do they have those people in mind, or they just assume they exist?
I'm not clear. Tesurio is no stranger to principal, having served 10 years in the U.S. Army Aviation and obtaining the rank of captain. So he's a veteran. So, you know, I use that card every so often. You know, when you want to slough off on Gary or something. Now, here's another quote, again, from the same veteran. Decertification is the proper constitutional course, except it's not in the Constitution. Decertification. You're making up words and then saying they're in the Constitution, but they're not, sir. But let me read on. You know, as a veteran, I think he'd know that. Decertification is the proper constitutional course for Wisconsin legislators to correct the gross error they made in certifying suspect election results that merited deeper investigation from the outset. Now, Kim Simek, another chartered WCDEI member and longtime grassroots activist from Vilas County, added, state legislators each swear an oath to represent us, to uphold the laws of the land, and to defend our rights. With regrettably few exceptions, Republican state legislators have instead sat back and given election corruption a pass. WCDEI's strong and growing coalition of citizens won't tolerate inaction and evasion of duty any longer. Time's up. Now, there was a different Time's Up movement, but it wasn't about the decertification of the Wisconsin election 16 months after the event and after a recount and an audit and another audit. And, you know, this is what Gabelman's report is breeding. We've got a Republican, and I'll let you talk in just a moment, Fancy. But for those outside the area, we've got a Republican gubernatorial candidate, Tim Ramjam Rantham. His entire platform is decertify the last election. Hell, he's talked about decertifying elections all the way back to Bob Dole in 1996.
But he was elected in the last election.
Pshaw, man. Details. Here is the conclusion of the open letter to the Republican legislators. With Special Counsel Gabelman's recent report on widespread voter fraud in Wisconsin nursing homes, the 2020 election results have become morally repugnant as well. That this state's elderly and vulnerable were leveraged for political advantage adds another ugly stain to an already intolerable collection. Oh, there come the cops looking for the, you know, those that would manipulate the older people, the elder abuse.
That's how it works in their minds.
That your silence and lack of action ultimately permitted Voss and Fitzgerald to get away with the clear violation of state law is worse. A little bit more here. You have likewise remained strangely silent on this appalling matter. You, apparently all generic Republicans, who have not yet called a press conference to call for the decertification of the election, the only permissible response, according to this open letter from the WCDEI Citizens Group.
Just a point of clarification. They are going after Robin Voss, and they're going after Scott Fitzgerald.
So who's Robin no longer Voss, even in his position. He's moved on to the U.S. Congress.
Yeah, but for actions while he was there. But they're going after him, but Voss is the one who started the whole Gabelman thing and said, here you go. Here's a blank. Here's a check to go and do. Make up whatever you want. Do whatever you need to do.
Hell.
And they're going after him. And Scott Fitzgerald was the one who literally let the people. He coordinated getting all the electors together to go and sign the fake electors that even made this thing happen.
We don't know that. It could have been Fitzgerald's staff at his direction.
It's probably. The point is, they're going after the people that made the thing that they're using as evidence to happen in the first place. And then the self-owning is amazing. And the worst part about it, I would laugh even more, and the saddest part about it is that the people around here that are just vote Republican no matter what will go, yeah, you're owning the libs in their own self-owning, and then vote for themselves again.
You know, they've edified me. They've added, not yet, but eventually I'll look up this word. They've thrown a 50-cent at Crudy. Let me read. I don't even know the definition of this word. Your so-called Republican leadership continues to deceive, obfuscate, and inveigle You ever inveigle? I've never inveigled. To insist all is well and bully the tiny handful of legislators who dare disagree. I think they mean ram jam. Wisconsin's election procedures are amongst the best in the nation. Leadership claims November 2020 is water under the bridge, they say. There's nothing to do now but fix any minor problems for next time, they emphatically assert. Yet, companion bills AB 946 and SB 946, advanced by Speaker Voss and his cronies in the Senate, will not only enhance corruption, they have suspiciously bypassed proper legislative procedure and public hearing. That's pretty crazy when the fringe right's pointing out that you, Robin Voss, are bypassing public hearings in such a, you know, it's almost like they're calling you out for failing to govern legally. A little bit more. And still, you willingly go along or remain silent. Yes, I do want to hear from Robin Voss. The lies and evasion in today. Wisconsin legislators should never have certified the November 2020 election results in the interest not only of preserving free and fair elections in this state, but also restoring public confidence in whatever fiction we're conspiring here. We call you to account. And then this part's in bold, Fancy Brian. We expect a clear signal from each of you. You know, put up the bat signal via press or press release by the end of the day. Again, March 17th, because we're all going out partying that night. It's St. Paddy's Day. Should you now rightly choose to decertify the November 2020 election results, constitutional experts are waiting to assist you. Call now. No, we will support you, it says. However, should you continue to follow your corrupt leadership, think Robin Voss, off an ethical and moral cliff, you will merit every single political consequence that ensues. You will come, we will come for your seat. We will activate our extensive and growing grassroots network to ensure that we get it.
Did they say rue the day? Please tell me they said rue the day. Rue the day.
No, they actually sign off cheers. No, they sign off most sincerely the Wisconsin citizens demanding election integrity as they've become to known the WCDEIXYZ.
What a great bunch of people. I do have an update for you right now.
Most sincerely? Yes.
On the word inveigle.
Yes, what's that
I
mean?
I think all of us should know the word inveigle because most of us would not be around if it were not for the word inveigle, which means it's a verb to persuade someone to do something by means of deception or flattery. So a lot of us would not have been conceived without inveigling each other.
Well, that and a little liquor.
That's true.
Perhaps a nice dinner. You never can tell. Maybe Dad stepped up. 844-967. Not my dad, but, you know, someone's dad. 844-967-2.
Someone talked themselves into something.
2798. We got some patient people. Let's get to them. Catherine, you've been holding the longest from Madison. What's your thought?
Hi, Kurt. Yeah,
hi, Catherine.
Those folks are really, really tiring, aren't they? I'm calling about something you mentioned quite a bit earlier, but I wanted to say that Kurt Bankstead lawsuit is fascinating. That was a fascinating section there. I'm really curious to see how that's going to turn out. I was calling about something much smaller. It's just a personal irritation, and I really liked when you said that when the anti-woke folks or something. Well, what is it better to be asleep, or you know, like what do you want to do at your job while you're asleep? You know, I mean, woke is good, right? And the same thing too when they have this like virtue signaling, they don't realize that virtue is virtue, right? Like if you give money to your church to put a new roof on, but you want to have it mentioned in the flyer they give out at church that you donated the money, it was still a good thing, right? It was virtuous to get the roof back on the church, right? So they're complaining about, they're admitting that what it is a virtue.
Well, and so they're also admitting
virtues,
Catherine, that they lack those virtues. Like empathy, you know, they don't go there so much. As I ask Gary, I guess, technically, who would Jesus shoot? Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates, more of your phone calls as well. 844-96-PARTY.
The most important decision you can make right now is where do you stand? Goodness or badness?
Who's bad?
It's so bad!